change. And a lot of us don't like change, especially if it's something that you're having to go through that has been different than what you had in the past or whatever. But you know, everything we're doing now pretty much predicts our future. So what we need to learn how to do is let the past go in the past and leave it there. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is the same yesterday as he is today and tomorrow. So we don't have to worry about the past anymore. That's what frustrates us sometimes, because we try to compare what's going on now than what we had in the past. And I think it's time for all of us to change. There's things in our lives that God wants us to change. I'm going to jump to 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So day by day, even though I know Linda's going through changes, Ruth's going through changes, all of us are. We're getting older. There's things, I don't know about y'all, but when you get up in the morning, I'm growing drunk. It's terrible. Well, do they? Even though our bodies are changing, our inner self, amen, our soul is being renewed daily. Okay, that's what God gives us. Renewal of the spirit daily. That's encouraging that we can get that renewal from the Lord.
Amen.
So we're all changing, okay? Ephesians 4, 22. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. You know, so many times, it seems like right when you get saved, everything's just so wonderful. And you get excited about it, and you're just on fire for God. Then as time goes on, you kind of, not so much on fire, you know, not so much. Kind of go back to our old ways, because they bring temporary happiness. If you're doing things in your life that only brings you a temporary happiness, it's not godly, okay? There's things out there that the world will tell you that this is what you need, but you don't need those things. The world's not going to save you, okay? Only Jesus can save you. And what he did, he paid for it all. So we need to start making changes in our lives. The world is getting so bad. I cannot tell you how many times, or just this week, there's been so many killings. I mean, things are just going awry. It's terrible. Now I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 15, 51. A lot of books in there, huh? A lot of stories. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. So not only are we going to be changed spiritually right here, we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye one day. We get to spend eternity with the Lord. This is our hope that we have.
Amen.
It should be exciting that we're Christians. So many of us are going through so many hard times right now, but I'm telling you, God knows exactly what's going on with you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you.
Amen. Amen.
He will not. It's a promise from God. He's not going to leave you or forsake you. But God wants changes in our lives. Number one, I think we need to all have a new beginning with God, a new spiritual opening, going, hey, Lord, my soul is yours, but I'm just not on fire like I used to be. Sometimes we got to stop comparing yourself to others. You know, when you're down on your luck, sometimes you feel bad, then you look at others, say, oh, we went on vacation. Oh, we did this. Oh, we got a new car. Oh, we did. Sometimes we start comparing, well, why does God like them more than me? Because I've done this, Lord. I've done that, God. I've done this. Quit comparing your situations with others.
Amen.
That is
Amen.
Just for instance, this was funny. The other night we went out with friends, and there was a gentleman there that was, I don't know if he was a POW, but he was a veteran. I went out there, and there was a big table there, and I shook his hand. I went, thank you so much for your service. And his friend of his says, you're telling him that? He just went and bought that cap. He never went to war, you know, like that. And they were laughing. I said, well, that's between him and God.
Amen.
You know, everything is between them and God.
Amen.
Your business doesn't need to be anybody else's business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If someone asks you to pray for them, okay. They don't have to go into detail why. Sometimes we want to hear something real good and gossipy. What now? Ooh, yeah. What happened over? No, we don't need to do that anymore. We need to mind our own business.
Amen.
Focus on God and pray for others.
Amen.
When you're down and out, you pray for somebody else. You pick up the phone and say, hey, I want to pray for you today. It'll shock them.
Mm-hmm.
It will. So we need to stop comparing ourselves with those of others and what they have. And even in your past, well, God, we had this in our past. We had more money then and blah, blah, blah. The past is gone. Let it go.
Oh,
let it go. Just like that little Frozen song Isabella sings all the time. Let it go, let it go. We got to do that. Quit feeling sorry for yourself for all your problems. Start by praying for God's favor. We all want to be in God's favor. We talked about that before. When you get up in the morning and you have your prayer time, God, I want to be in your favor today. What is it that we or that I can do for you today?
Amen.
What is it? May it be small or humongous. I want to be in your favor.
Amen.
Change for God. Okay, what does God want me to change? You know, if we ask God, sometimes we don't even ask God, is there something in my life that you want me to change? Because I feel like there's going to be a whole list. But that's okay. You know, if you change for God, whatever, is there something in your life that you need to change for God? Could it be anger? Could it be just letting people's ideas or people's things make you down? Do you get depressed? What are the changes that you can make to be more like Jesus? And, you know, we go through these trials and these problems, but in the end, it's not that we are any more, that's too negative there. It's not that we're not going to have any more problems. It's that we have the faith to know that God's going to get us through our problems.
Amen.
We open up more to the Lord. The Lord wants to see our weaknesses because He is strong.
Amen.
We need to open up and let God know, hey, this is what's going on. I need help with this. So He makes you strong in your weaknesses. And we've got to rely on God totally. If you're not doing that, you need to. There's things in all of our lives. Could be cussing, drinking, eating. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that's taking your focus off the Lord. Whether you're thinking about yourself, feeling sorry for yourself, or just your situation, you feel like God's just not going to answer you. But as the older we get, we know we can get through anything. The lady that I babysit for, Yvette's kids, Yvette came in Friday all upset because as a lot of places, they're letting go of other people's jobs and then they're putting it on them without any pay raise or anything like that. She went, I just can't do it, Mom. I can't do it. And she said, it's not fair. Same thing's happening with my son, Josh. Sam's let all these positions go, and then they put it on the good people. You know, here, you do this extra stuff, extra time, but don't get paid for it. And it ruffles your feathers. You know, you think, wait a minute, now this isn't right.
Yeah.
That's just how the corporate world's working these days. But I told him, you know what? God will get the glory in this. Whatever He wants you to do, He'll show you. You just keep praying for the situation.
Amen.
God will show you. And that's how we have to feel about it.
Amen.
We depend on God. Don't take out and get mad. She could have gotten mad and told her boss off and done all these other things. Take it, leave it with God, and let Him show what's going to happen.
Amen.
So she's dreading Tuesday, but I'm telling her there's a miracle there. We got to keep relying on God. He does miracles every day.
Amen.
And let me encourage you this too. I know I say this all the time. When it's praise time, there's not one person in here that shouldn't have something to praise about.
Amen.
You have a home. Do you have a car? You got a washer. You got a dryer. You got food. You know,
Amen.
You had a good prayer time. You had a good praise time. It's sort of so important to praise God. You've got to praise God and be in that intimacy with Him to know what He wants from you. Okay, sometimes I guess He'll just tell you what to do without even talking to you. But I would tend to think that the ones that are praying and asking God, please show me how I can help someone, that He is going to go to them and let them know, hey, this is what I want you to do. Because you're open to God. That's the important thing. Don't want to be in front of the Lord one day, any of my friends, and He said, you know, be gone, I never knew you. But no. That time's coming, there's people that we all know that are going to hell. And they just don't want to listen to it. But we still got to be good examples. So if we show them how we get through life and do things with God, and that, you know, yeah, this
Amen.
Is bad right now. But you know what? God's going to get me through this, and they can see that. God's going to get you through this. Well, okay, good.
Amen.
Maybe they do have something. Maybe there is something. I cannot tell you the many times, and we go to Walmart a lot, we see people everywhere, and Kimmy will go, is there anything I can pray for you about? I would say 7 out of 10 people go, no. And I go, you know, I'm astonished. Everybody has something to pray about.
Amen.
But, you know, it'll be offensive to them or whatever, but I'm just amazed that people would get offended if you wanted to pray for them. And then there's the other 3% that, you know, go, yes, pray for me here. So she prays for them in Walmart. You know, we've got to do something.
Amen.
This world is crumbling around us. Let's stop thinking of ourselves and focus on others and the Lord, and He'll show you what you can do.
Amen.
Every time. I know there are a lot of people in here that are going through a lot of changes. New houses, physical problems, taking on extra responsibilities. Well, let me tell you, God is so proud of y'all. He's so proud of all of us because we are His children and He loves us.
Amen.
He knows what you're going through. He said, I've always been here for you. I will never leave you or forsake you. So why do we doubt all the time? We can't. We got to quit the doubting. We got to quit walking in fear. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and let's get this church body going.
Amen.
We got to make some changes. Changes now. And whatever you're going through in your life right now, your changes, let me encourage you. It's going to be for the better. God will work it out to where it's the best ever. Don't be afraid of changes. And I need to encourage, and myself, call one another, talk to one another, check on each other, you know?
Amen.
Visit one another, whatever it takes. Be a good servant. Be a good servant. By the way, Pops, as the yard looks nice. I know it had to be cold out there when y'all did it, but it looks nice. I appreciate it. But
we haven't had to do that in about a month, and I'm hoping not.
My battery's dead,
and I've got to get it going, and it's not something that we can't fix, but still,
right.
And it's not legally able to be driven yet for the year, but we'll get it done in the next month.
Yeah, we got to get it inspected.
That's right, and God will help you through it every time. Isn't it amazing how God loves us so much? So if there's something God wants you to change, maybe your attitude, your personality, maybe He wants you to be more compassionate. Maybe He wants you to be able to be a hugger. Maybe He wants you just to be an encourager. whatever it is. Maybe you need to send somebody a card and tell them, hey, I love you. Whatever it is, let's start being obedient to the word. Be obedient to God, showing others love. Because love is wonderful.
Amen.
And then it's so good to feel loved. I hope all of y'all feel loved, because you are. I love you long time, and David loves you even more than that. So, okay, let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. I pray that we would be receptive to any kind of change in our lives that you want us to give up, to step forward and step up and go, you know what, God, I've got this in my life, and I know it's not pleasing to you, so help me change it in Jesus' holy name. Father, please bless each and every person here today. I know there's so many struggles going on. Please just give them a manifestation of your faith. Father, it just says the faith of a mustard seed, and it's so tiny, tiny. Lord, just please help them to hold on to you and knowing that you're never going to forsake them, never leave them. Father God, thank you so much that you're here to love us and protect us, to guide us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for my sins from now until the day I die. I thank you so much for your precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.